Good morning, it's Monday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 52. We got a fairy developer-flavored breakfast plate today. Coding agents, chart obsession, ancient Microsoft fossils, and AI chips eating memory like it's the last tub of potato salad at a cookout. First up, DeepSeek has something called Regenix, a native coding agent that leans hard on caching so it can keep costs low while still thinking through code changes. That's interesting because agentic coding usually feels like hiring a very expensive intern who drinks GPU juice and then renames your variables to Steve. If this thing can reuse context cheaply, that is the kind of boring infrastructure trick that suddenly makes AI coding tools useful for normal teens instead of just demos with dramatic music. Second, somebody spent 50 hours drawing a line graph, which sounds ridiculous until you remember half the tech industry is just people making dashboards and then arguing about which line should be blue. The fun part is that careful visualization is still craft, not magic. Even with AI everywhere, a human staring at a curve and saying, "No, the story is hiding over here," still matters. Eh. Huh. Okay, that's something. Third, Microsoft open sourced what Ars Technica calls the earliest DOS source code discovered to date. And I love this, because every old Microsoft artifact feels like opening a garage box and finding the original curse tablet that made your printer driver weird. It is history, sure, but it is also a reminder that today's giant platform started as tiny, messy, practical code bases trying to make hardware behave. Somewhere in there is the fossilized ancestor of every reboot prompt that ever ruined the lunch break. And finally, Epic says memory has grown to nearly two-thirds of AI chip component costs, which is the least surprising surprise in the whole stack. We talk about compute like it's all superhero math, but the real bill is increasingly, where do you put the model, the cache, the activations, and the giant pile of tokens everybody insists must stay in context? The AI race is turning into a warehouse problem with fancier words. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.